So for those of you majoring in fortune telling, go ahead and burn the bean dyed oil. The rest of you, not so much. As you can tell by now, I'm a major sleep evangelist. Indeed, at the Huffington Post, in our newsroom, we have two nap rooms. And at first, you know, our hundreds of editors and reporters and engineers were very reluctant to be seen in the middle of the afternoon having a nap. But now, the two nap rooms are continuously booked and we need to open a third. Although I must say, the other day I was walking by one of the nap rooms and I saw two people coming out of the nap room. And I thought to myself, whatever it takes to recharge yourself. Just please don't tell HR, okay? What adding well-being to our definition of success means is that in addition to looking after our financial capital, we need to look after our human capital. My mother was an expert at that. I remember when I was 12 years old, a successful Greek businessman came to dinner at our home in Athens. And he told us how well everything was going in his life. My mother looked at him, looking burned out, exhausted, drained, and said to him,